certainly it's very disappointing, and certainly it's very frustrating, to be truthful. By rights, I do believe the families could have had the report last week, as a matter of fact, only for the insistence of Sean Woodward, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. He insisted on doing a security check on the report. And we debated with him, argued with him, that there was no need to do it, but he insisted on doing it. So that security check actually took 2 weeks, 14 days. If he hadn't insisted on doing it, the families would have been in possession of the report from last week. And all I can say is, once again, it's delayed, and I put it down to the Secretary of State this time around.
And there's been setback after setback, delay after delay. Do you still have confidence now in this inquiry?
Well, the way I see it, we'll not know our field, how we feel until we actually see the report. Now, and certainly in relation to, if you compare the first report, which was originally, and compare it to this report, you know, there's a massive, massive difference. And I would certainly be of the opinion that it was a more intense investigation into the deaths of our and murders of our loved ones. But what I must say also is that, to a degree, we're sort of assured by the fact that Lord Saville, hopefully, is still in possession of the report. It hasn't left his desk. And I do believe that Sean Woodward will be asking Lord Saville to keep control of the report until the new general election is finished and a new government is put in place. And hopefully Lord Saville himself will not hand the report over to whoever government is in place until the day of publication. That would be vital to us too as well. And that way then too as well, we'll be more, assured of the protection of the report.